Now, during our break, you've mentioned insurance problems during your lifetime, and I think it'd be worth setting those down for the historical record.
Yeah. When Mary and I were first married and we had our first child...
Which year?
Claire's now 50. That's... Take 50 away from 2004 and it brings us to 54, doesn't it? She was born just before Christmas, a couple of days before Christmas. I thought that it would be sensible to have some sort of life cover. And I had very great difficulty in getting life insurance at anything like a reasonable rate. I went the rounds of insurance companies over this. Eventually, the medical insurance company managed to get me a life insurance at reasonable terms. But even then, I was paying roughly 1.5 times the normal premium. So that really was a problem. I think that's probably much less of a problem now.
What about travel insurance?
Travel insurance, well, I don't remember when it was that I first had to ask for travel insurance. On many occasions I've been abroad by way of medical trade, as it were, to various conferences and what have you. And on those occasions, I've never had any difficulty over insurance cover for travel, you know, travelling and health and all that sort of thing. But when I retired from the health service and needed travel cover, there was immediate difficulty. Some of the companies concerned said things like, well, we'll cover you for anything except for anything going wrong with your diabetes. Some of them said, well, we'll cover you for everything including your diabetes, but of course that would push the premium up by a factor of 3 or 4. And this was exceedingly difficult. I must admit that we...